Let us say a short prayer. Father, we thank you for these words that we've been hearing and singing about tonight. We pray that as we reflect and think upon them now, that you'd help my words to be faithful and our hearts to be open to hear what you are saying. Amen. Well, I don't know if you noticed in the last year or so that artificial intelligence seems to be everywhere. Everything seems to have artificial intelligence added, whether it's to your phone, your web browser, or even your toaster. But is it really a good thing? Can artificial intelligence be trusted? Recently, there was a case where the BBC had to complain to Apple because Apple had produced this artificial intelligence system that went through all the different reports from different news agencies and gave a brief summary, a brief headline of what was the news agencies were reporting. And one of these, the Apple AI, said, having read everything through, that the guy who was a New York assassin, I can't remember his name, it's a complicated name, he apparently killed himself. But that wasn't true, and the BBC hadn't said it. Somehow this AI had got it completely wrong and was falsely reporting what the BBC had said. And he'd done the same thing with the New York Times only a few weeks earlier when it reported that Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, had been arrested, which again wasn't true and hadn't been said by the New York Times. Mostly it was getting it right. Mostly it looked persuasive. Mostly it looked like you could trust it. But just here and there, there were things that were completely wrong. Can we trust artificial intelligence? Does truth really matter? Well, for the BBC and for the New York Times, truth does matter. If they're being reported as saying things they haven't said that are clearly untrue, then it looks badly for them. And we want to be able to trust things, don't we? My daughter was telling me earlier that she'd used AI to mark one of her essays that she's just written. Not because that would give her the final mark, but because it was just a way of checking how good it was. But what if AI was the thing that marked students' essays? We'd have to want to be able to trust it to mark it truthfully. Or would you trust an AI to be a judge in a law court or a jury in a law court to judge the truth of a case one way or the other? We know that truth matters, and maybe we worry about AI judging things because artificial intelligence is based on mimicking the way humans behave by feeding it lots of examples of how humans have interacted, mainly through the internet. It tries to mimic that and give the kind of answer that it expects humans to give. It doesn't care about truth. It doesn't even know about truth. It's not real or personal. And yet truth does matter. But does truth matter to the people that are running our world? Does truth matter to the social media companies? Do they care about whether truth is being shared on their platforms? Whether what's being given by one person to another is helping them to grow into healthy, mature people? Well, of course not. They just want you to spend as much time as possible looking at their platform so they can use it to raise money through advertising. Truth doesn't matter to them. Does truth matter to the companies that are trying to sell you products or services? Well, no, they just want you to spend your money. They don't care about truth. They don't care about meaning. They don't care about purpose. They just want you to buy as much stuff as possible. What about politicians? Do they care about truth? Well, maybe some do, but aren't they most interested in gaining your vote, in telling you what you want to hear, maybe rather than what you need to hear? And when we look at the things running our world, to them truth doesn't matter that much. They're just after our attention, our vote, or our money. And when we live in a world where that's all that seems to be the purpose or meaning, we find that life becomes valueless, unimportant. Is it any wonder that anxiety levels are rising? But truth does matter. And actually, Christmas, in a way, is all about truth mattering. That last reading that Brenda read to us from Hebrews chapter 1 is not a common one we use at Christmas, but it is a Christmas reading. And it talks about the fact that God has come to earth as his Son. And he wants to say that this is God speaking in a new way, in a powerful way. This is truth coming to us from God in an amazing and absolutely wonderful way. This is truth that can be trusted. And first of all, it says it's because that God is with us. The Son, it says, Jesus, who was born as a baby, is the radiance of the glory of God, the true imprint of God himself upon him. He shows us what God is really like. Normally, if one country wants to have communication with another country, they would send an ambassador to live there. And you go to London, and around the posher parts of London, you see all the different ambassadors' houses, embassies they're called. And those ambassadors are important communication to us. And the writer of the Hebrews says that God has communicated to us through special people, through the prophets of old, through his messengers, the angels. They're kind of ambassadors bringing God's message to us. But if one country really wants to connect with another country, then they arrange what's called a state visit. So, for example, rather than just relying on the ambassador from the USA to speak to our people in London, the president himself might come to communicate more clearly, more fully, to build a proper relationship with the leaders of our country, a deeper relationship than can happen just through ambassadors and so on. And that's what God is doing in Jesus. It's kind of a state visit from heaven. God with us. God coming to meet us. God coming to really show us what he's like, to really relate to us, to show us that he wants peace with us. This is truth coming. And it's a truth that can be trusted because of who it is that is coming. This Jesus, the writer of Hebrews says, is the one who was the creator, the one who made all things. When we look at Jesus, we are meeting our maker. Now, when you make things, when you create things, there are things that you value, things that matter to you, don't you? Don't they? I remember when I was a child, I was a really young child, my brother made a beautiful spaceship out of Lego. Did you ever do that sort of thing when you were younger? But I accidentally knocked it over and destroyed it. And he was upset, he was furious, he was really angry, and rightly so, because he cared for the thing he created. And we can trust God, we can trust Jesus, because he is our maker. Because he did create us. And also because he understands us better than anyone else. Because when you make things, you understand how they work. You understand their purpose. You understand how they're to be treated and how they're to be used. People that design and make cars understand them much better than us that drive them. We just get in, just turn the wheel, press the pedals, and things go. But they understand how they work, how they matter, how they should be used. God can be trusted. Jesus can be trusted because he is our maker. He understands us. He cares for us. He knows us. And he shows his care most powerfully, according to the writer of Hebrews, by the fact that he came to cleanse us from our sins. If you go on in the book of Hebrews, it says how Jesus was the greater sacrifice, the better sacrifice, that he paid the price of his death on the cross, that we could be forgiven, that we could be able to come and approach God again. Here is someone that's not trying to get things from us, but giving himself for us. That's the love he shows, the kindness he shows. Isn't this someone that you can trust? Not someone who comes lording it over people, but dying for us. Not someone who comes with a sword in his hand to conquer or manipulate, but someone who gives his life for our sakes. So who will you trust? Will you trust those who want to get your money and sell you any product going, no matter whether it's good for you or not? Or will you trust the one who paid the price for you? Will you trust those who want to grab your attention, no matter what they're grabbing it with? or the one who can bring the truth from beyond our creation, God himself? Or would you trust the politicians who just want your vote, who want to tell you what you want to hear? Or the one who made you, who knows you, who loves you, who wants the best for you, and tell you what you need to hear? Who will you trust in this world today? In the new year, from the 12th of January, we're going to be running a series of talks in our services here at St. Luke's and St. George's. We meet at St. George's at 9:30 and St. Luke's at 11 o'clock. And during those talks, we're going to be looking at the Psalms in the Bible. And the Psalms are people grappling with God, coming to him from the difficult times, the hard times, the dark times of life, and yet looking to him for guidance, for truth, for comfort, for peace. Why not come and join us in the new year and discover how to connect with this Jesus, God with us, to meet your Maker, to discover the price that has been paid for you, and to find real purpose, real meaning, real truth in this life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you speak to us. We thank you that you've spoken to us most powerfully in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to put our trust in him this Christmas and into 2025 and the years ahead. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.